Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Identity Refreshing!
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hey, this is Richard Deitch, the host of the Sports Media Podcast. If you're interested in what's happening with all the places where you consume sports, the Sports Media Podcast has you covered.
I've been turning down interviews all week. Hoda Kotb reached out, Oprah, George Stephanopoulos. So I said no. I was booked on the Deitch Podcast before the Taylor Swift phenomenon. I must live up to my responsibility.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, Pittsburgh. Welcome into Going Low, powered by Bowser Chevrolet. Cale Berger here with you on a Saturday morning. We are live from the Grand Resort in Warren, Ohio, Avalon Golf and Country Club, here as we get ready for the Charles Schwab Challenge here today. It is round three, going to be starting here momentarily. A lot to talk about here on today's show. Of course, recapping, looking back on the PGA Championship at Oak Hill last week. First opportunity for us to reflect on, look back on Brooks Koepka's victory, what this means for him in terms of his career, his legacy moving forward, and what this means for the Ryder Cup as well, but some other big names in that discussion as well that were in contention, that were there for an opportunity to win the PGA last week that ultimately did not. And looking forward here ahead in a couple of weeks to what will ultimately be the next major on the golf calendar, the U.S. Open, as it heads west to L.A. Country Club, with a lot of guys obviously having their sights on that, and some hometown guys as well, especially Max Homa, a guy who has not necessarily fared well in the majors thus far to this point, but a guy that is looking forward to, no doubt, playing in front of familiar fans, home fans, in a place very familiar to himself, and trying to see if he can break through for that first major there. But first things first, as I said off the top of the show, we are here at Avalon Golf and Country Club in the Grand Resort here in Warren, Ohio, and this place is absolutely tremendous. We have had an awesome time here over the last day or so. Came up yesterday afternoon, got to play one of the four championship golf courses they have here. It was Avalon Lakes was the main one, and just to provide a little bit of a cool story here of what transpired here, we pulled up to the golf course, getting ready to play. I got my buddy Mike Case here, who's the Director of Marketing Communications, going to join us here in just a little bit next segment to talk about this awesome property. But we pulled up here, getting ready to play. Myself, Chris Muller was here as well. So we have a little bit of content coming down the pipe. I'm sure you've seen my match with Joe Starkey over the last couple of weeks. Well, now we've got something coming up here shortly, very soon, with Chris Muller as well, as he's finally off the IR, injured reserve. He's been, of course, talking about his knee injury for quite some time. It's been well documented. And now, good to get Chris Muller back out there on the golf course. And I give him credit because Malzy has not swung a club in a long, long time. Really only a second true time he's gotten out on the golf course, but he couldn't pass up the opportunity to play Avalon Lakes yesterday. So he drove up here with us yesterday. But before we got onto the course, what was cool is they hosted the NCAA Division II Golf Men's National Championships here. And they had had it all week, so the course, of course, was in beautiful, tip-top, pristine shape for that event. But as we pulled up to the course, they're doing the trophy ceremony. You know, handing out the big, you know, you'd have seen it, the wooden NCAA trophy they hand out to the champions for a lot of NCAA sports. Handing that out to the champions, and kind of coincidentally, I had the idea in the back of my mind, but it kind of escaped me, and it only really occurred to me once we pulled up here. But winning the Division II National Championship here at Avalon Lakes was Nova Southeastern University. Now, why does that matter? Why is that important to myself? Why is that maybe important to you out there, interesting to you out there? Well, I've talked about a lot. I'm a South Florida guy. That's where I grew up. Of course, incredible golf down there. Nova Southeastern Division II program in Broward County, but Not only is it a kind of familiar school from where I grew up, but my cousin, Joey Marino, is the head golf coach. And so got to pull up here and literally watch them hoist the trophy right after they had won. We'll get some of the play-by-play from Mike Case here in a little bit about the drama that transpired at the end of this and how they ultimately won the national championship. But walked out here on the practice putting green when they're presenting the trophy to the Sharks of Nova Southeastern and got to run to my cousin, who I was probably the last person he expected to see after his team had just won the national championship, but of course was very excited to surprise him and congratulate him and share a moment with him there. So congratulations to the Nova Southeastern Sharks, Division II national champions in the NCAA. So very, very cool. And they won that in some dramatic fashion here yesterday at Avalon Lakes golf course. So it was in beautiful shape. Of course, we had to deal with some championship pins that definitely maybe gave us some trouble at times. But not only was it challenging, it was fair too, though, and we had a lot of fun, and this place is awesome. So we're going to talk a little bit more about the Grand Resort and Avalon Golf and Country Club a little bit later in the show as well. But we had a ton of fun yesterday. We had a lot of fun that carried over into the night, along with a great meal as well. And now thrilled to be waking up with you here, doing the show from their massive, beautiful cigar lounge here on the property. And you know me, I'm a cigar guy. You listen to Paul Zeiss, he's a cigar guy as well. So he would be in heaven here right now, and you would be as well here at the Grand Resort. All right, the PGA Championship, Oak Hill Country Club, Rochester, New York. First thing first is a credit to Rochester for the type of event that they put on. Not only was it the course itself, but the city hosting it and the performance by the fans, in the sense that they weathered the elements, they stuck it out, they were incredibly passionate and engaged for the PGA Championship. And you know, we know that upstate New York, Buffalo, that whole area has some great sports fans, of course, for the Buffalo Bills. I didn't see anyone go through any tables at Oak Hill Country Club like we see before Buffalo Bills games, but still, they were rabid fans. They were passionate fans, and it was awesome. They weathered the storm literally and figuratively. They went through the elements with some of the rain that came down there on Saturday, and they stuck it out and led to being really a tremendous major. And I think what I've heard from a lot of people, the sentiment that while the Masters maybe had a little bit of an anticlimactic ending, you know, where we saw what we wanted to see was this battle down the stretch between John Rahm, Brooks Koepka. Koepka, of course, was the 72-hole leader, was a leader for a long time, not 72 holes, but for 3 days of the Masters. We wanted to see this battle, you know, kind of all the storylines that were going along with it. You know, it was John Rahm and it was Brooks Koepka. It was the PGA Tour. It was LIV. It was two guys pursuing their first green jacket at Augusta. We ultimately, you know, didn't really get that drama down the stretch. We did not get that head-to-head battle that we wanted, this kind of heavyweight fight where Brooks Koepka fell off, you know, after 54 holes, and John Rahm just took the tournament by the throat and proceeded to run away with it, and ultimately he wins his first green jacket. We kind of had a different scenario here, certainly in the sense that Brooks Koepka was able to hold on to this one. And you look at what he has done so far this year, really only in the two major championships. He finishes as a, you know, runner-up or right there at the end at the Masters, and then ultimately breaks through to win the PGA Championship here once again, now up to five majors for Brooks Koepka, having, you know, really a tremendous year right now. And now the discussion leads to, will he make the Ryder Cup or not? And we'll talk about that in a little bit here. But we did get that drama down the stretch that I think a lot of us were looking for. And that is something about the PGA that I feel like it has always provided. You know, whether it is, you know, Justin Thomas the year prior coming back at Southern Hills from seven shots back, whether it is Phil Mickelson at his advanced age, 3 years ago now at Kiawah at the Ocean Course, being able to win there and actually fend off Brooks Koepka. Or whether it's Colin Morikawa during the COVID year, being able to win at Harding Park. We have had a lot of good champions. We have had a lot of good golf. We have a lot of drama in recent years at the PGA. And that was, of course, once again, what we saw here. But You know, what does this mean for Brooks Koepka and his legacy right here? So, you know, as we said, he is now a five-time major champion, and he is a guy that, you know, personally for me, he has rubbed some people the wrong way. I think there are a lot of golf fans out there that are kind of torn on Brooks Koepka. Half of the golf fandom is, oh, we love this guy. This guy's awesome. Half of it, I think, to this point has been, well, I'm not a big Brooks Koepka fan. He rubs me the wrong way. That being said, and, you know, we all and have a lot on this show reference the Netflix series Full Swing. And it was so popular, and it brought in a lot of new golf fans, and it also gave us a kind of a new perspective on these guys and how their mindset works, you know, how their day-to-day life is, and how they are attacking their careers and pursuing this thing to try and win major championships. One of the big guys that was featured in that, of course, was Brooks Koepka. Now, the timeline of that was when he was pursuing live golf and also dealing with a lot of injuries, and his body was battered and bruised, and he was kind of deciding if he was going to stay on the PGA Tour or go to live. And, of course, he ultimately made that decision. But I think when you look at Brooks Koepka, and he hasn't been very shy about saying this, and I credit him for it, is he went to live as somewhat of an insurance policy. If I can't get back to health-wise, being able and being capable of playing the type of golf I want to play, then I need to find a way to make sure that my family is financially stable. I need to find a way to make sure I lock this up because I don't know if I'm going to get back to that mountaintop again to be able to play the type of golf I think I can play. Well, he kind of has gotten the best of both worlds here. He locked up the guaranteed money, and he also has a situation here with Liv where he doesn't have to deal with, no offense to the Charles Schwab Challenge, but the type of tournaments like that where Brooks Koepka's made it no secret where he hasn't necessarily been enthralled with playing in those. This is a guy who is going to go after the majors. He gets up for the majors, and he is ultra-competitive. But when he is that kind of ultra-competitive guy that is legacy-driven and wants to win major championships, you kind of can't blame the guy that he doesn't get really pumped up for, I don't know, the John Deere Classic. I feel like that's always the tournament we always kind of bash on this show. So I apologize to the fine folks at John Deere, but every time I talk about a lower-tier tournament on the PGA Tour, that's ultimately the first one that comes to mind. So sorry to John Deere. That being said, Brooks Koepka has made it no secret. He's not a fan of those, and he'll get up when he has to, and that is for the majors. And Liv gives him that perfect opportunity and schedule to do that. He doesn't care what happens at this random live golf thing. He's got his guaranteed money. He'll go out there and play. He'll do the pro-am. But it gives him an opportunity to play in the majors and to play a different schedule that maybe puts him in a better situation or primes him better to win and play well in those majors. And that's what we have seen. But the biggest thing about Brooks Koepka to me is, you know, in Full Swing, when he was dealing with those health things, he came across as a sympathetic character. And admittedly, I was not a big Brooks Koepka fan because I just was not a fan of the personality. He's a little bit brash. He's a little bit arrogant. But while I've kind of come around on him is I see that now as just competitiveness. And a guy who's really only concerned with wanting to win. And I can respect that. And I can acknowledge that. And we saw it again. He hasn't demonstrated it in quite some time, given his injuries he's dealt with, but we saw that competitive drive. We saw that, maybe you can call it like a Mamba mentality, the way he's able to just put his foot down on someone's throat and close out a golf tournament. We saw that again last week. So congratulations to Brooks Koepka there. And now the conversation kind of goes, you know, is he going to be a part of the Ryder Cup team? Now, you know, the Ryder Cup is, of course, separate from the PGA Tour. There's all these different governing bodies in golf, and the PGA of America is different than the PGA Tour, and that confused a lot of people last week. But, you know, I think it's a lock that he should be on the Ryder Cup team. And Brooks Koepka said, of course I want to be a part of the Ryder Cup. And this is not about tours or, you know, who I'm playing with or who I'm playing for. This is about playing for your country. And ultimately, Brooks Koepka being on the Ryder Cup team, given his form right now, given the way he's playing, to me is a lock that he should be a part of this because that gives the United States the best chance to win. And it shouldn't be a situation of politics. It shouldn't be a situation of hurt feelings of who plays for what tour. It should be about who gives the United States the best opportunity to win. And having Brooks Koepka there does. And that's exactly what a guy like...
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's absolutely refreshing!
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, you'll hear true stories that will intrigue you, inspire you, and make you laugh.
He said, is there anything in your diet that might be spiking your blood sugar? I said, sometimes I eat pizza until I'm unconscious. He said, I think that might be it.
For real stories live on stage from comedians, astronauts, accountants, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
Scottie Scheffler does. Scottie Scheffler got back to world number one after his runner-up finish last week. And Scottie's like, I don't care. Whoever ends up being on the Ryder Cup, that's fine. Whoever helps us win. And that should be the strategy. That should be the mindset that people are having with regards to picking this team. And that's ultimately going to come down to Zach Johnson, who's the captain, who's going to have to be making the selections here. Brooks Koepka right now is second in Ryder Cup standing points. And when you look at who should and who shouldn't be on there, I mean, Brooks Koepka should absolutely be there because of the brand of golf that he has played to this point this year, the fact that he is healthy once again, and the fact that his competitive edge that he has demonstrated time and time again gives the United States the best opportunity to win the Ryder Cup here. Back to Oak Hill momentarily. Now, I say this a lot with regards to golf courses and preferences when we're watching golf tournaments on TV, when we are watching golf tournaments in person. To me, I like when the final score, the winning score, is 9 under. I like when these guys have to fight and claw and just power through to try and scrap for every single shot that they can, and that birdies are few and far between, and a par feels like a win, and guys are celebrating when they have to save a bogey. I like it when the rough is thick and shaggy. I like it when there's bunkers all over the place like we saw at Oak Hill last week. That is major tournament golf to me, when it is as hard as it possibly can be, and these guys have to be tested to the highest degree that they possibly can. That's how golf tournaments in general, I feel like, should be, but especially I feel like that's suiting for a major championship. And so, yeah, you look at that leaderboard, and Koepka's the winner at 9 under, but, you know, Hovland's there at 7 under, Scheffler's there at 7 under as well, and then other than that, I mean, guys right behind them are 3 under, like Bryson DeChambeau, and that's, you know, kind of a good score still, but it separates the men from the boys of who are the elite players and who just was not able to overcome what they had and what they dealt with at that course last week. But that's what it should be. That's what you should encounter and have to deal with when you're playing in a major tournament, in a major championship. Those should be the conditions. That should ultimately be what you have to contend with. So I thought Oak Hill was not only, of course, in beautiful shape, and the fans were awesome there in Rochester, and they did a tremendous job hosting last week. But to me also, it was just, you know, look what these guys had to deal with. And the fact that Brooks Koepka was the one that ultimately rise to the top, I think was very special last week. And now we talk about what his legacy is. I mean, I look at Brooks Koepka, and the guy's got 5 major championships. And I got to credit Chris Muller for this one, that it would have been really awesome to see Koepka go up against Tiger Woods in his prime. They did have, you know, one kind of battle in a major, but to see him potentially in his prime going up against Brooks Koepka, Tiger and Brooksy squaring off, would have been great, because he's kind of one of the few guys in professional golf that I don't think would have blinked when so many other guys did blink. He ultimately, I think, wouldn't have been the guy that would have, just because of the demeanor he has and the competitiveness he has as well. A shout out to Victor Hovland, too. He ended up finding himself in a very, I think, familiar spot to a lot of us. He ends up in a fairway bunker. Okay, hits the drive exactly where you don't want to, and it's like, well, maybe they put those there for a reason. Well, yeah, they do. It's intentional. Hits that drive, I think, on 16 into the fairway bunker. He has to hit a miraculous shot because he's chasing down Koepka. He wants to stay right on his tail and see if he can try and win this thing if Brooks was ultimately going to slip up. And he plugs one to the side of the bunker into the crease between the sand and the rough. And it was deflating, and he ultimately took double bogey there. And it's like, wow, he was right there once again. And that has been Hovland for quite some time. He has been in contention at these majors with an opportunity, just cannot ultimately get over the top, over the hump, and has one mishap here or there that deflates his chances. But kudos to Victor Hovland once again for the performance he had last week, and I think he's right there. He just needs to continue to improve that short game, which has been such a sticking point for him, but has gotten so much better over the last year and a half or so. He probably needs to still find a new provider of his outfits, because for the second major championship in a row, Victor Hovland has been the discussion of social media for the awful ensemble he's been wearing on the course. And he says, hey, I mean, these guys pay me a lot of money to wear this. But still, maybe tone it down a little bit, and maybe that could help as well. But in all seriousness, Hovland showed he belongs once again there, and it's only a matter of time till he breaks through. And then Scottie Scheffler, he's back to world number one after tied for second finish last week. But, I mean, he just continues to be the model of consistency, stability. Every week, Scottie Scheffler is in the top 10. Every week, Scottie Scheffler has an opportunity to win. And, you know, you look at what he did last week, and he had a pretty bad round on Saturday that ultimately knocked him out of contention, but it was kind of a coin flip, a toss-up of who was going to be able to deal with those conditions and not last week at Oak Hill. But he comes back with shooting 5-under on Sunday, ultimately ends up 7-under for tied second, and he continues to just plug through every single week and once again showed his consistency and why he's one of, if not the best player in the world right now. It's Kale Berger here for Going Low, powered by Bowser Chevrolet. We are here at the Grand Resort in Warren, Ohio, Avalon Golf and Country Club, hanging out in the Cigar Lounge right now. This place is awesome. We were hanging out here last night, got some great adult beverages, had some great cigars as well, and now doing the show here with you as well after they had a great week. Just had the Division II National Championships for the NCAA. They had a party and birthdays, and they got a wedding here. This place is popping. It will be once again here today, and the golf course was immaculate as well. Coming up next here on the show, we're going to talk to my buddy Mike Case, Director of Marketing Communications here at Avalon Golf and Country Club in the Grand Resort. He's going to give us some more information about the property here, the four championship golf courses they have, and why you should be taking your loved ones, your significant other, your friends up here to Warren, Ohio, just about an hour and 15-minute drive from Pittsburgh to spend a weekend, because this place is awesome. So we're going to talk to Mike Case coming up next, and we'll take your phone calls as well at 412-928-9370. What are your thoughts on Brooks Koepka, his win last week at the PGA Championship? Where does this put him in the kind of golf hierarchy in terms of his legacy, and should he be on the Ryder Cup team? I think absolutely, because I think he's earned his opportunity, and it's about having the best players representing the U.S. there. He looks like one of the best players in the world right now. So we'll take your phone calls. We'll talk to Mike Case coming up next. It's Kale Berger for Going Low, powered by Bowser Chevrolet on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. To Going Low, powered by Bowser Chevrolet. Kale Berger here with you. We are here at Avalon Golf and Country Club, the Grand Resort in Warren, Ohio. If you haven't checked this place out, you have to. It is absolutely beautiful. Golf course. All four of the championship golf courses are pristine, and it's a party every night as well around this pool. You don't realize you're just an hour and 15 minutes from Pittsburgh. You feel like you're at the Bellagio in Las Vegas with the way the pool is set up and the amenities. The place is awesome. And joining me right now here on the show is Mike Case, the Director of Marketing Communications here at Avalon Golf and Country Club in the Grand Resort. Mike, good morning.
Good morning to you. How are we feeling? Everybody feeling good today?
We're feeling all right. You know, we had a great time last night.
Yeah, we did.
Myself, you, Ben Tenuta, our videographer, who's still hitting the hay right now, so to speak. But
yeah. Should I check on Ben? I feel like...
Do we need proof of life?
Somebody should call the room to make sure he's okay.
Yeah, yeah. Send up there. Send a glass of orange juice up there and a bottle of water for him or something. But thank you for having us. Like I said, this place has been awesome. We've had a great time. We got to play Avalon Lakes yesterday.
Right.
Right after the Division II National Championship.
How cool was that?
It was awesome.
Everything was just in such – I mean, the golf course is always in really good shape anyway because we have 5,000 country club members. We have about 1,500 golf members to our country club. So, as you know, if you're part of a country club, they have to keep the golf courses great.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you're going to hear it from the members.
Totally.
So they're always going to be in great shape no matter what. And then, you know, then we have people from all around the country coming here that, you know, checking out the place. So it was in just pristine condition. I just loved playing yesterday. It was so much fun.
Oh, yeah. And the course was in immaculate shape, like we said. The lakes proved to be the lakes with the amount of
they're not messing around when they call it Avalon Lakes.
Yeah, the amount of balls that we end up hitting in the water, because listen, it's different in terms of even just here an hour away from Pittsburgh, the type of golf course you're playing. I mean, it was refreshing to play something flat here today.
Well, that's what's cool about not only that, and you're right about that, but it's cool about our golf courses. We have four different golf courses, and they're all a little bit different. Mm-hmm. The one here is a peat dye course, so that means water, that means sand, that means giant undulating greens that everybody talks about. Then we go 5 minutes to the east a little bit. We have Avalon at Squaw Creek, which is a Canadian designer. Stanley Thompson did that one.
Yeah.
And that one is a little more traditional, but it's we held the LPGA there for years, so it's fantastic. Then we go to Buell Park. It used to be the old Sharon, Pennsylvania Country Club. And that one's a little bit shorter, but the greens are lightning and small. You know, you can tell how a course defends itself. You can kind of tell what the architect did there. And then we have the old Newcastle Country Club. It's called the Avalon Field Club. That's a Tillinghast golf course, which is totally different as well, and just really, really fun to play. So four fair but difficult golf courses. You can make them as easy as you want, or like we went to the three tees yesterday, the member tees, but then we looked back and saw where the college golfers came from, 7,400 yards, so they can make these golf courses, or you, if you come up and play, can make them as hard as you want to play.
And, you know, it's funny, like you said, you mentioned the tees. We're looking back on where these guys were hitting from, and we had, like, I think a par 3, 165 or something, and even if sometimes that looks a little daunting, you look back at where these guys are hitting from, even in Division II college golf, and you're like, man, like, what club would we be hitting there?
We have five sets of tees here.
Yeah.
We played the threes. There are holes where if we play the fours, which isn't even the fives, I can't even get to the fairway. I can't even hit it that far. That's how far those guys hit. It's amazing to watch them hit.
You know, what's funny is this is 2 weeks ago now, and you can check this out on our social media channels, at Going Low Fan. I went out to, of course, familiar with our Pittsburgh listeners, Totter Ridge, and shot some stuff with a guy named Justin Moose, who's a professional long drive guy who's from Pittsburgh. And, you know, we shot some stuff but also played a little bit of a round, screwing around, and he just automatically went to the tips. And I'm like, I guess I'm playing from the tips today.
Sure you don't want to drive to the right a little bit more?
Yeah, exactly.
On your golf cart?
Yeah, but
that's crazy.
It can be a little daunting at times. But how did this materialize to get the national championships here?
Well, that was – it took a few years to get it. A couple of years ago, there's a conference down in West Virginia, mainly in West Virginia, called the Mountain East Conference. Mm-hmm. And they have, I think, 8 schools there. In West Virginia, they have a school in Maryland, they have a school up in Cleveland, and they used to do their, I don't know the name of it, Glade Springs or something like that in West Virginia. They used to do their tournament there, their conference tournament. Well, the commissioner of the conference decided, hey, look, I remember this course from when I used to play golf. I loved it. So he wanted to come up here for his conference tournament, and we held it for a couple of years, and then he made the bid. So he suggested to the NCAA, we should do the NCAA National Championships at Avalon Lakes, which it takes a while to get because there's regions in the country. There's four regions.
Yeah.
Every region gets an opportunity, so it just rotates around. This year happened to be our region. We're in the Atlantic East region. Mm-hmm. Last year was in Michigan. Next year they go to Florida. Then they go out west, and it just kind of rotates around. So we were lucky to get it, but I think we really wowed the NCAA people because a lot of them were saying, we had no idea this was here. This is fantastic. The hotel is right on the property.
Exactly.
Which is, like, if you want to go to a stay and play, you don't have to stay at some rinky-dink hotel and then drive to the golf course. You come here and park your car and you're done. You stay at the hotel. We shuttle you from either, if you stay at this course, that's great. If you go to the other course, we'll put you in the shuttle bus in the morning after breakfast and take you to that course and bring you back. So, you know, you have access to all four country clubs while you stay here. And I think they like that. They like the fact that the hotel was on property. It's a five-star luxury hotel anyway. And then you saw last night how much fun it is in the evenings. You're not just – if you come here to play golf, sometimes the golf gets in the way. Like the fun the fun is after golf.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we had a band here last night absolutely killing it. I mean, they were playing some of their own great songs, but also a litany of covers as well, just whatever you could think of. They were awesome last night. And the place was buzzing.
Oh, yeah.
Like you said.
It's the place to be around here.
Absolutely.
That's for sure. And, you know, we talked a little bit to Chris, and he said, I'm going to come up and bring my wife and do, like, a romantic day, too. And you can do that. You can do that here. That's nice because you have the salon and spa. You have the Roman bath, which we haven't even touched on yet. It's a small swimming pool, but it's 93 degrees all year round.
Yeah.
So people can just relax in it in the wintertime. We have stuff for the kids. We have a rec center that you and I didn't even go to with bocce and pool tables and foosball and things like that. So there's something really for everyone. We tried to make it a year-round thing so that, you know, there's plenty of things to do in the wintertime too. And it's just been a blast. We put over $35 million into this hotel.
And wow.
If you haven't seen it, if you haven't gone to the website, thegrandresort.com, the videos and the pictures almost do it justice. I mean, that's how much fun it is.
Yeah, it has been a blast, and you can see some of the accommodations and the golf course on our social medias as well. We've had a great time over the last day or so, and are going to continue to enjoy it here a little bit after the show as well, too. But it has been totally great, totally awesome. And like you said, if you are, you know, one of those golf-obsessed guys and you and your buddies are looking for a golf trip, a stay-and-play, like you said, that is close by, but you want those five-star amenities, all of our listeners in Pittsburgh, it's an hour away.
Right. You can get in the car right now and you can play golf today in an hour and 15 minutes.
Yeah.
But, yeah, there's different kind of golf groups. You know, there's female golf groups. They come, they enjoy it, they love the meals at the fantastic restaurants, they go to the boutique, they go to the spa, they play golf. There's some guys that want to come and play golf and they want to party. There's some guys that want to come and play golf and they want to just sit there and play cards with their friends and talk about golf. We have that too. Kind of hang out in the cigar lounge and just watch golf on TV in one of these giant screen televisions. So it's something, if you like golf or if you like just to get away, you can't beat it. I encourage you to try because it's a blast and it's affordably priced, which is nice.
Before I let you run here, I got to ask you some larger scale golf topics.
This will be fun.
We were chit-chatting last night about it a ton. I know you're a Steelers fan,
I am
too.
A Steelers fan, yeah. From Ohio. Can you believe that?
I know. There's actually kind of more than people think, especially in this gray area between Cleveland and
Pittsburgh. We're kind of split down the middle, Brown Steelers right
now. Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. If you had the opportunity to play with some Steelers players, which guys would be like your faves, all-timers?
From all time?
To get out there with.
Well, when I was 3 years old, my Aunt Carol from California bought me a football jersey, and it was Franco Harris. So, unfortunately, I can't play golf with him anymore.
Yeah.
But, man, I would love to hang out with Franco Harris, Terry Bradshaw, Lynn Swan, and Mean Joe Green. That's my foursome. I'm the fifth.
I like that.
And I'll hang out with those guys any day of the week.
That sounds like the perfect foursome right there.
Yeah, I'd have to drive in the cart by myself. But
I would say you could just be the caddy and have a
good
time.
That'd be fun. Yeah, that'd be even better. We could walk it.
We talked about Brooks Koepka off the top of the show. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot has been made of obviously about LIV and the PGA Tour, and he's kind of got the perfect setup here now where he can just play the majors and get his guaranteed money. But he reminded people that when he's healthy, that he is one of the best in the world last week.
Aren't you surprised? I mean, the LIV Tour guys, it seems like they've won. They're playing less golf. They're making more money, and they get to play in the majors. And that's really all they care about, it turns out. That's all they want to do is play the good golfers. That's all they want to do is play in the majors, be a part of history. I think they left the PGA Tour and thought, I don't know if I can be a part of history, and I don't know if I can have a legacy. Well, now you can. You can do both. And like you said, if they can make Ryder Cup teams, they win.
Yeah, I think that Koepka maybe, even around the Masters time, because that was their first opportunity to really get these guys around the PGA Tour guys again, I think he might have been having some reservations about, oh, I wish I could go back to the PGA Tour then. Now that he's proven to himself he can win again, he's full-on live to me.
I think, of course,
he's like, why did I have any doubts ever? This is exactly what I signed up for and exactly what I get to do. And that's
absolutely,
it's a business decision. It's their prerogative to do either way, whatever they want to do.
And I have friends that refuse to watch it. Again, they're against the tour. They're against what it stands for. They're against the people that run it. And I get that.
Yeah.
I have no problem with that.
Yeah.
But I also know people that are like, well, let them do it. I mean, it's their life. What do they care? If somebody offered me a job where I got to work less and make more, every one of us would take it.
Sounds like a good deal.
Yeah, so I get that too. So I just think that I was surprised they were allowed to play last week. If you hear PGA tournament and PGA championship, and I get there's different people that are in charge of those things, but I was a little surprised at that, and I'm surprised that they could even be considered for Ryder Cup team. Usually, I thought when they left they gave that up, and then they were okay with it, giving it up. But it's crazy that – and I would love to see – I don't know how well they do – because you talk about camaraderie and teams and fellowship and things like that. I don't know how well they do at a Ryder Cup, but I'd like to see it. I love watching these major tournaments when we have guys from both tours on it. That's exciting to me. I like that controversy, though.
Yeah, it adds a little extra level of intrigue.
Yeah.
For sure. And kind of hard to believe that a golf show in May of 2023, it's taken us 43 minutes to touch on Michael Block. But, I mean, he was
the
crazy.
Best story of the whole thing.
The craziest story of the whole thing. He said the golf gods kind of got back at him this week. He was like 15 over and missed the cut at the Charles Schwab. But still, the fact that this guy was mic'd up with talking with Scott Van Pelt in the early rounds, ends up shooting even par through three rounds, and then he kind of fades away on Sunday.
Gets to play with Rory on Sunday.
Gets to play with Rory. Fades a little bit on the coverage in real time on the leaderboard, and then dunks an ace. Like, one of the best stories in golf ever.
And then afterwards does that interview, which we thought when he was done. We didn't know we talked to him again. Sits down with that Amanda, whatever her
Amanda
last Balionis, name is now.
Or Renner. Amanda Renner.
And makes everyone watching misty-eyed because he's trying to hold back the tears because he's finally understanding, it's finally sinking in what he just did. The normal everyman guy that gives lessons at some country club in California gets to play golf with everybody and does well.
We all know a golf pro like that in our lives, and it's like seeing vicariously our guy that we know gave us tips that we, you know, that hooks us up getting to live that opportunity.
Well, it makes us right too, because every one of us has seen a guy like that on the golf course and said, why don't you play on the PGA Tour? And they're like, no way, I can't do it. Yes, you can.
You can.
It turns out you can.
Yeah.
And you're almost as good as those other guys. And if the, like he said, the golf gods yesterday, if they smile upon you, you can hang with those dudes. That's so great.
Michael Block, all-timer, with what he did at the PGA last week. Mike, thank you so much.
Anytime. I hope you guys come back and enjoy it. And I hope people come out and check out our website, thegrandresort.com. Look under packages. They have all the golf packages on there. Or just come up for the day or the weekend. I mean, it's super fun here, and it's so relaxed and you're outside. Like I always say, the last time I feel like I'm in Ohio is when I walk into this place. Because you don't feel like you're in Ohio. You feel like you're in the Caribbean or Las Vegas or whatever.
Place is absolutely awesome. Four championship golf courses, the Grand Resort here, Moorhead, Ohio. You can stay. You can play. You can eat good. You can drink good. You can have a good time. You can play some great golf as well.
It's
Mike,
true.
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
More to come here on the show as we wrap things up, and we got a special treat. Joining us from back at his palatial estate in Pittsburgh, it's Malzy.
Really?
Malzy didn't spend the night here because, of course, he's got the little ones. But he is going to check in and give us an update on how he played yesterday. And he did go through it a little bit.
He talked a lot about how he played yesterday. I can't wait to hear him on the radio.
There's no one that talks more about their golf game than Chris Muller.
Agree.
That's for sure. And he probably is still shaking some sand out of his golf shoes. We'll talk to Malzy coming up next here on Going Low, powered by Bowser Chevrolet. Sports Radio 937 The Fan. Welcome back to Going Low, powered by Bowser Chevrolet. Reminder, you can always stay and play at the Comfort Inn Somerset. We are here at the Grand Resort and Avalon Golf and Country Club in Warren, Ohio. Cale Berger here with you. We got Mike Case, the Director of Marketing Communications, sticking along with us for this conversation we had to have. On the fan hotline right now is our pal Chris Muller, Mulsey, who came up here yesterday with us to play the golf course. Had to, of course, get back and take care of little ones. Dad of the year material there. But Mulsey, first of all, good morning. How are we feeling?
Good morning, Cale. Good morning, Mike. And good guys, morning. To just prove, Cale, that I'm living up to the Father of the Year billing, I am currently Father and Husband of the Year. Have the little guy Ace, which you almost made yesterday, an ace, in the back seat.
I came close.
That's true.
Driving to get my wife coffee because our 7th wedding anniversary is also tomorrow. So I'm already up to my old tricks here, being a good dad and husband. Was not a good
What's
golfer yesterday, however, though, at a
years.
Delightful and beautiful course.
What, Mike said, what's the present for 7 years?
Yeah, what's the rule on that one?
So, Mike, it's interesting. You know, you can Google that crap now, and it's like, oh, this is the mineral or whatever. This one excited me. Now I have to work on this part of it. It's copper, which I immediately think copper mug, copper drinkware, Moscow mules. Cale, you had one or two of those last night, followed by what, Truly on draft,
yeah,
I believe? No, so it's copper, and I am fixing to figure out a way to get some copper drinkware into the mix here. But I did the old fallback option. I had something else in mind just to make sure. But, yeah, it's copper. And so it's a better one than, talc, where it's like, what am I supposed to do with that?
Well, listen, if you can't find any copper mugs for Moscow Mules, maybe you can just steal some pipes somewhere or something and smelt those into something instead. Malzy, speaking of minerals, first of all, we talked about you playing the course here yesterday, and it was absolutely beautiful, Avalon Lakes.
Yes.
But on one of these par fives, man, and this will be on video very shortly or coming this week, you encountered a situation that I don't think I've ever seen in my life before. Can you share with the listeners what happened with you?
Yeah, I want everyone to follow Going Low, and I want to, one more time before I get into this, thank Mike and the entire staff at the Grand Resort and at Avalon Lakes Golf Club. It was unbelievable yesterday. I had a ton of fun. The food, the drink, the golf, it was all awesome. But we had a little three-hole challenge for the Going Low feeds, and everyone's going to see this, and I don't want to spoil too much. But I'm getting back into it, got my knee brace on, and the first hole of the three-hole challenge, I thought you were really, really in for it because
me too.
I looked like I was playing on the PGA Tour. I had one roll out over 300 yards off the tee because those fairways were cut perfect. They were.
Yeah.
Cale, I was hitting driver wedge into a 420-yard hole, and I thought, uh-oh, Cale's in trouble. He'll never live this down. And then the next hole, Mike advised me, hey, don't need to hit driver off the tee, shanked one somehow into the middle of the fairway. And then let's just say, for all the people listening and all the people that are going to go on and check this out online, I found more bunkers in one hole than maybe anyone's ever found in history. Just a true bunker-to-bunker mess. Like one of those little family circus dotted lines, little Jeffy is running from bunker to bunker and continuing to make double-digit scores.
It was something I'd never seen
before.
That
is a spoiler alert. I took a 10. That kind of buries the lead, though. It's how I made the 10 that I think people are going to find very entertaining, especially if they don't like me.
Very entertaining, but probably not even relatable because that's something I think I saw for the first time yesterday. But that didn't spoil the party. That didn't spoil the fun. We had a great time. Malzy, enjoy the rest of your day. Happy anniversary to you and Alex, and I'll see you on Tuesday. All right?
Cale, sounds good. Mike, thanks again to you and your team. It was awesome yesterday.
Anytime. Thank you for coming.
And Mike, let me echo those sentiments as well. Thank you again for having us. Place has been awesome. We had a great time last night. The course was tremendous and had so much fun out there. And we're going to get some breakfast here in a little bit now.
That sounds good.
That Saturday morning breakfast buffet hits different, doesn't it?
You're going to love it. You're going to absolutely love it.
Thank you. Check them out at thegrandresort.com. It's the Avalon Golf and Country Club in the Grand Resort here in Warren, Ohio. Thanks to Seth here producing on site. Thanks to Ben Tenuta as well for his help with the multimedia production we did here today. We'll talk to you next week. We got I got a show coming up on Tuesday. We'll be at the Omni Bedford Springs with Paul Zeiss, so we'll have some fun there, 6 to 8:30 on Tuesday. And then I'm actually going to be back in Ohio next week heading to the Memorial Tournament.
Yes, yes.
The Memorial Tournament just outside Columbus. I went last year. It was awesome, and can't wait to get back there this year. Last year won by Billy Horschel. Mike, a prediction.
For this year?
Yeah, just throw a name.
That's a toughie. Scheffler.
Scheffler, I'm going to take John Rahm because I saw him duff one 20 feet last year from the rough and then still found a way to end up making bogey. It was I got it on my phone. It was a crazy video.
Okay.
Thanks to the Grand Resort and thanks to Avalon for having us here. We'll talk to you next week on Going Low, powered by Bowser Chevrolet on Sports Radio 937 The Fan.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple, absolutely refreshing!
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You, a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
Or if you like just to get away, you can't beat it. I encourage you to try because it's a blast and it's affordably priced, which is nice.
Before I let you run here, I got to ask you some larger scale golf topics.
This will be fun.
We were chit-chatting last night about it a ton. I know you're a Steelers fan,
I am
too.
A Steelers fan, yeah. From Ohio. Can you believe that?
I know. There's actually kind of more than people think, especially in this kind of gray area between Cleveland and
Pittsburgh. We're kind of split down the middle, Brown Steelers right
now. Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. If you had the opportunity to play with some Steelers players, which guys would be like your faves, all-timers?
From all time?
Yeah, to get out there with.
Well, when I was 3 years old, my aunt Carol from California bought me a football jersey, and it was Franco Harris. So, unfortunately, I can't play golf with him anymore. Yeah. But, man, I would love to hang out with Franco Harris, Terry Bradshaw, Lynn Swann, and Mean Joe Green. That's my foursome. I'm the fifth.
I like that.
And I'll hang out with those guys any day of the week.
That sounds like the perfect foursome right there.
Yeah, I'd have to drive in the cart by myself. But
I would say, you could just be the caddy and have a good
time.
That'd
be fun. Yeah, that'd be even better. We could walk it.
We talked about Brooks Koepka off the top of the show. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot has been made of obviously about Liv and the PGA Tour, and he's kind of got the perfect setup here now where he can just play the majors and get his guaranteed money. But he reminded people that when he's healthy, that he is one of the best in the world last week.
Aren't you surprised? I mean, the LIV Tour guys, it seems like they've won. They're playing less golf, they're making more money, and they get to play in the majors. And that's really all they care about, it turns out. That's all they want to do is play the good golfers. That's all they want to do is play in the majors, be a part of history. I think they left the PGA Tour and thought, I don't know if I can be a part of history, and I don't know if I can have a legacy. Well, now you can. You can do both. And like you said, if they can make Ryder Cup teams, they win.
Yeah, I think that Koepka maybe even around the Masters time.
Yeah,
because that was their first opportunity to really get these guys around the PGA Tour guys again. I think he might have been having some reservations about, oh, I wish I could go back to the PGA Tour then. Now that he's proven to himself he can win again, he's full on live to me.
I think, of course.
He's like, why did I have any doubts ever? This is exactly what I signed up for and exactly what I get to do. And that's
absolutely,
it's a business decision. It's their prerogative to do either way, whatever they want to do.
And I have friends that refuse to watch it. Again, they're against the tour. They're against what it stands for. They're against the people that run it. And I get that.
Yeah.
I have no problem with that.
Yeah.
But I also know people that are like, well, let them do it. I mean, it's their life. What do they care? If somebody offered me a job where I got to work less and make more, every one of us would take
it. Sounds like a good deal.
Yeah, so I get that too. So I just think that I was surprised they were allowed to play last week. If you hear PGA tournament and PGA championship, and I get there's different people that are in charge of those things, but I was a little surprised at that, and I'm surprised that they could even be considered for Ryder Cup team. Usually, I thought when they left, they gave that up, and then they were okay with it, giving it up. But
yeah,
it's crazy that, and I would love to see, I don't know how well they do, because you talk about camaraderie and teams and fellowship and things like that. I don't know how well they do at a Ryder Cup, but I'd like to see it. I love watching these major tournaments when we have guys from both tours on it. That's exciting to me. I like that controversy, though.
Yeah, it adds a little extra level of intrigue.
Yeah,
for sure. And kind of hard to believe that a golf show in May of 2023, it's taken us 43 minutes to touch on Michael Block. But, I mean, he was right.
The best story of the whole thing.
The craziest story of the whole thing. He said the golf gods kind of got back at him this week. He was like 15 over and missed the cut at the Charles Schwab. But still, the fact that this guy was mic'd up with talking with Scott Van Pelt in the early rounds, ends up shooting even par through three rounds, and then he kind of fades away on Sunday.
Gets to play with Rory on Sunday.
Gets to play with Rory. Fades a little bit on the coverage in real time on the leaderboard, and then dunks an ace. Like, one of the best stories in golf ever.
And then afterwards does that interview, which we thought when he was done. We didn't know we talked to him again. Sits down with that Amanda Renner. And makes everyone watching misty-eyed because he's trying to hold back the tears because he's finally understanding. It's finally sinking in what he just did. The normal everyman guy that gives lessons at some country club in California gets to play golf with everybody and does well.
We all know a golf pro like that in our lives, and it's like seeing vicariously our guy that we know gave us tips that we, you know, that hooks us up getting to live that opportunity.
Well, it makes us right too, because every one of us has seen a guy like that on the golf course and said, "Why don't you play on the PGA Tour?" And they're like, "No way, I can't do it." Yes, you can.
You can.
It turns out you can.
Yeah.
And you're almost as good as those other guys. And if the, like he said, the golf gods yesterday, if they smile upon you, you can hang with those dudes. That's so great.
Michael Block, all-timer, was what he did at the PGA last week. Mike, thank you so much.
Anytime. I hope you guys come back and enjoy it. And I hope people come out and check out our website, thegrandresort.com. Look under packages. They have all the golf packages on there. Or just come up for the day or the weekend. I mean, it's super fun here, and it's so relaxed and you're outside. Like I always say, the last time I feel like I'm in Ohio is when I walk into this place. Because you don't feel like you're in Ohio. You feel like you're in the Caribbean or Las Vegas or whatever.
Place is absolutely awesome. Four championship golf courses, the Grand Resort here in Warren, Ohio. You can stay. You can play. You can eat good. You can drink good. You can have a good time. You can play some great golf as well.
It's
Mike,
true.
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
More to come here on the show as we wrap things up, and we got a special treat. Joining us from back at his palatial estate in Pittsburgh, it's Malzy.
Really?
Malzy didn't spend the night here because, of course, he's got the little ones. But he is going to check in and give us an update on how he played yesterday. And he did go through it a little bit.
He talked a lot about how he played yesterday. I can't wait to hear him on the radio.
There's no one that talks more about their golf game than Chris Muller.
Agree.
That's for sure. And he probably is still shaking some sand out of his golf shoes. We'll talk to Malzy coming up next here on Going Low, powered by Bowser Chevrolet. Sports Radio 937 The Fan. Welcome back to Going Low, powered by Bowser Chevrolet. Reminder, you can always stay and play at the Comfort Inn Somerset. We are here at the Grand Resort in Avalon Golf and Country Club in Warren, Ohio. Cale Berger here with you. We got Mike Case, the Director of Marketing Communications, sticking along with us for this conversation we had to have. On the fan hotline right now is our pal Chris Muller, Malzy, who came up here yesterday with us to play the golf course. Had to, of course, get back and take care of little ones. Dad of the year material there. But Malzy, first of all, good morning. How are we feeling?
Good morning, Cale. Good morning, Mike. And
good
guys,
morning.
To just prove, Cale, that I'm living up to the Father of the Year billing, I am currently Father and Husband of the Year. Have the little guy Ace, which you almost made yesterday, an ace, in the back seat.
I came close.
That's true.
Driving to get my wife coffee because our 7th wedding anniversary is also tomorrow. So I'm already up to my old tricks here, being a good dad and husband. Was not a good
What's
golfer yesterday, however, though, at a
years.
Delightful and beautiful course.
What, Mike said, what's the present for 7 years?
Yeah, what's the rule on that one?
So, Mike, it's interesting. You know, you can Google that crap now, and it's like, oh, this is the mineral or whatever. This one excited me. Now I have to work on this part of it. It's copper. which I immediately think copper mug, copper drinkware, Moscow mules. Kale, you had one or two of those last night, followed by what, Truly on draft,
yeah,
I
definitely.
Believe. No, so it's copper, and I am fixing to figure out a way to get some copper drinkware into the mix here. But I did the old fallback option. I had something else in mind just to make sure. But, yeah, it's copper. So it's a better one than, talc, where it's like, what am I supposed to do with that?
Well, listen, if you can't find any copper mugs for Moscow Mules, maybe you can just steal some pipes somewhere or something and smelt those into something instead. Smalzy, speaking of minerals, first of all, we talked about you playing the course here yesterday, and it was absolutely beautiful, Avalon Lakes.
Yes.
But on one of these par fives, man, and this will be on video very shortly or coming this week, you encountered a situation that I don't think I've ever seen in my life before. Can you share with the listeners what happened with you?
Yeah, I want everyone to follow Going Low, and I want to, one more time before I get into this, thank Mike and the entire staff at the Grand Resort and at Avalon Lakes Golf Club. It was unbelievable yesterday. I had a ton of fun, the food, the drink, the golf, it was all awesome. But we had a little three-hole challenge for the Going Low feeds, and everyone's going to see this, and I don't want to spoil too much, but I'm getting back into it. Got my knee brace on, and the first hole of the three-hole challenge, I thought you were really, really in for it because...
Me too.
I looked like I was playing on the PGA Tour. I had one roll out over 300 yards off the tee because those fairways were cut perfect. They were.
Yeah.
Kale, I was hitting driver wedge into a 420-yard hole, and I thought, uh-oh, Kale's in trouble. He'll never live this down. And then the next hole, Mike advised me, hey, don't need to hit driver off the tee. Shanked one somehow into the middle of the fairway. And then let's just say, for all the people listening and all the people that are going to go on and check this out online, I found more bunkers in one hole than maybe anyone's ever found in history. Just a true bunker-to-bunker mess. Like one of those little family circus dotted lines, little Jeffy is running from bunker to bunker and continuing to make double-digit scores.
It was something I'd never seen
before.
That
is a spoiler alert. I took a 10. That kind of buries the lead, though. It's how I made the 10 that I think people are going to find very entertaining, especially if they don't like me.
Very entertaining, but probably not even relatable because that's something I think I saw for the first time yesterday. But that didn't spoil the party. That didn't spoil the fun. We had a great time. Malzy, enjoy the rest of your day. Happy anniversary to you and Alex, and I'll see you on Tuesday. All right?
Kale, sounds good. Mike, thanks again to you and your team. It was awesome yesterday.
Anytime. Thank you for coming.
And Mike, let me echo those sentiments as well. Thank you again for having us. Place has been awesome. We had a great time last night. The course was tremendous and had so much fun out there, and we're gonna get some breakfast here in a little bit now.
That sounds good.
That Saturday morning breakfast buffet hits different, doesn't it?
You're gonna love it. You're gonna absolutely love
Thank you. Check them out at thegrandresort.com. It's the Avalon Golf and Country Club in the Grand Resort here in Warren, Ohio. Thanks to Seth here producing on site. Thanks to Ben Tenuta as well for his help with the multimedia production we did here today. We'll talk to you next week. I got a show coming up on Tuesday. We'll be at the Omni Bedford Springs with Paul Zeiss. So we'll have some fun there, 6 to 8:30 on Tuesday. And then I'm actually going to be back in Ohio next week heading to the Memorial Tournament.
Yes,
the Memorial Tournament just outside Columbus. I went last year. It was awesome and can't wait to get back there this year. Last year won by Billy Horschel. Mike, a prediction.
For this year?
Yeah, just throw an aim.
That's a toughie. Scheffler.
Scheffler, I'm going to take John Rahm because I saw him duff one 20 feet last year from the rough and then still found a way to end up making bogey. I got it on my phone. It was a crazy video.
Okay.
Thanks to the Grand Resort and thanks to Avalon for having us here. We'll talk to you next week on Going Low, powered by Bowser Chevrolet on Sports Radio 937 The Fan.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple, absolutely refreshing!
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And we have the podcast Office Ladies. Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories and lots of laughs.
Follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.